Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's happening with the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum? Let's go in-depth with Executive Director Bob Baker. So, Bob, who was Brian Clausen?
Brian Clausen is a famous race car driver who raced across the country, not only with United States Auto Club and not only with us here in Knoxville at Knoxville Raceway, but also in the Indianapolis 500, not just for his racing accomplishments, but also, probably more so, for the person that Brian was. Brian was the type of person that anybody off the street could walk up to, talk with, get an interview with on a spur of the moment, and just have a good conversation with. He was just an all-around nice guy that just so happened to be a great race car driver.
And he was killed in a wreck a while back.
It was about a year ago, yes. He had a fatal accident in Belleville, Kansas, at the Belleville Midget Nationals, the same time that the 360 Knoxville Nationals were going on. And the word spread pretty quickly among the racing community last year here during the 360 Nationals and the Knoxville Nationals about Brian's tragedy. And there were a lot of fundraisers and heartfelt events that happened here in Knoxville around the Knoxville Nationals last year to honor Brian and to help his legacy go on. And one of the thoughts and ideas that came about was the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. People wanted to have something that was permanent here in Knoxville at Knoxville Raceway to honor the memory and legacy of Brian Clausen. And that's how the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower came about.
Well, he made a remarkable impression on people. He was a young guy when he was killed.
He was a young person, but he was very mature beyond his years. He was able, as I said just a minute ago, to talk with anybody and stop and have a very fun, good, relaxing conversation about racing or his family or his dogs or just about anything you'd want to talk about. Had a heartwarming smile, a great handshake, and he was just the kind of person that, you know, everybody felt comfortable walking up to and talking with.
In recognition and honor of him, you're building the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower. Is there a need for that? Obviously, there's a need. You need more suites.
There definitely is a need. There's not only the desire of the racing community to honor Brian Clausen's legacy, but also the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum has had a waiting list for over 8 years now for people wanting to lease suites from us. Right now, our suite list is at 9 people that are waiting to lease suites from us. And we've had this list, as I say, for many years. And so the need and demand is there for the suites. But from a business standpoint, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is going to be here long after all of us are gone. And as everybody that's listening to this broadcast knows, the cost of operating a museum continually go up, and our largest source of revenue is our suites. So for us to secure the financial stability, the long-range financial stability of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, it was imperative that we make a move to build additional suites to create the revenue to keep the business going for many years to come. The fact that everybody wanted to do something to honor Brian just happened to coincide with the Hall of Fame's need for the suites at that time. And the people behind the very beginning thoughts of the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower wanted Brian's name put on the Sweet Tower as a long-lasting, a perpetual memory, a historical mark in time for Brian's career.
Okay, and so how many new suites are there going to be? You've already broke ground.
We broke ground about a month ago. It was on June the 19th we broke ground. We have the footings in the ground. The elevator shaft is scheduled to go up the week of the Knoxville Nationals, so that will be exciting for people attending the Nationals to see the elevator shaft being built 6 stories up into the air. We anticipate that the building will be completed by the end of March or early April in 2018, which will give the new suite holders time to get in and decorate, you know, put their furniture, their cabinets, their chairs, TVs, refrigerators, all the appliances and things that, you know, suite holders like to have in their suites. It will give them a couple of weeks to put those things in the suites before the race season opens here at Knoxville Raceway mid-April in 2018.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum with Executive Director Bob Baker. So how much is it going to cost totally when it's done?
When the new Brian Clausen Sweet Towers are completed, the total price tag will be $3,400,000. That's everything.
And so how close are you to reaching that fundraising goal?
We're right at about the halfway mark. We've raised $1,650,000 to date, so we're still needing donations totaling $1,750,000 to complete the project.
Wow, is that a little scary? You've got the building underway, but don't have quite all the funding yet? Well, you're halfway there.
Well, it is a little bit, but not a lot. We've got great partners with Wells Fargo Bank, who just made a $25,000 donation to us this week, and they're going to help us, you know, establish a line of credit so that we can get the building built on time. The longer we wait on building the building, the costs continue to go up every year. We looked at the cost of building this building back in 2009, and back in 2009, the cost was $2.3 million. So between 2009 and 2017, the cost has gone up over $1.1 million. So not only do we incur additional costs the longer we wait, but we also lose the revenue generated from the suites from people who are wanting to lease suites from us to watch the races here in Knoxville.
I understand somebody who just walked in the other day with a $1,000 gift. That's the kind of thing that's valuable too.
Yep, as I was making my rounds through the pits on Saturday night, Brett Baston stopped me and said, "Hey, I've got something for you." And I said, "Hey, what's going on?" And I'd never met Brett before. And he said, "Well, I understand you're building the Brian Clausen Sweet Towers, and we saw the construction work when we pulled into town this afternoon." And he said, "I've got a check for you, and I'd like to just donate it to help you build the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower." And I said, "That's amazing, Brett. Thank you very much." And he said, "Well," he goes, "I'm hoping that other racers and other people that learn about my donation and see what you're doing, if they actually see the construction, they'll want to pitch in and help us get this done." He goes, "I know you've got plans to get it done by April next year." And he says, "It looks like you're off to a very good start. The weather's been good." And he goes, "I know the footings are going in the ground." He goes, "I know a little bit about construction." He said, "But I also know what it costs to build a building like this." He goes, "So hopefully my small donation will help encourage other people to make similar donations and get involved to help build the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower."
Is this just serendipitous that, or a plan that you started right in the month while racing season was still going on and in the month before Nationals so people would have something to see when they arrived?
I think our plan was to begin with the groundbreaking on Brian Clausen's birthday. And Brian Clausen's birthday was when we did the groundbreaking back in June. I believe it was June the 15th. And we had people here from all across the country that flew in for the event. It was over 100 people were here, and we had a lot more media than we ever anticipated from not only around the Midwest and in Iowa, but from, you know, other cities across the country that came to cover the event. And so the interest was very high in June, and the interest is even higher now. And so I think that was part of our timing dedication when we wanted to start. Also, we knew it was approximately 10 months of construction time to build it. So if we wanted to have the suites completed in April of next year, we needed to start in June of this year and get enough of the building, the structure up so that the construction guys could work in the wintertime on the interior of the building.
It's just sort of lucky that people will be here for Nationals to see it that might want to make a donation.
It's really fortunate that we're going to have the construction crews. Newman Brothers Construction, that's doing the construction for us, has agreed to fence off the area where they're going to be working, and they're going to continue to work during the 4 days of the Knoxville Nationals so that people can see that we're actually building the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower. I know if you're in California or a state removed from Knoxville, Iowa, and you hear about it, until you actually see the building going up, you know, people wonder, well, will it really be built, or when is it going to be built, or are they working on it? So everybody that comes to the Knoxville Nationals will be able to see that elevator shaft going up six stories in the air with the block builders that are going to be here next week, and they'll see the footings that are in place in the ground, and all the infrastructure they won't see that's under the ground has taken, you know, the last month and a half, 2 months almost, to put all the water pipes and electrical and everything else that goes underground, all the geo piers to hold the building up. All that work underground is pretty much, for the most part, complete. Now we just need to build the building.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum with Executive Director Bob Baker.
And it's going to be a story taller than the current suites.
Yes, it will be third, fourth, and fifth floors of suites with four suites on each floor. And on top of the fifth floor, the sixth floor will have an observation deck where race fans in the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower can go up and watch the races from the top of the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower up on the sixth floor. Just to give race fans and people an idea how high up in the ground that is, two things. Number one, it will be the second tallest building in the city of Knoxville next to the courthouse. And number two, if you're a race fan and you come to the races and you see those tall Musco lights up in the air, that's the level people will be standing at, six stories up, to watch the races on top of the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower building. So it's going to be a phenomenal view of Knoxville Raceway.
Wow, and right there in Turn 2.
Right, it's right next to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and our third and fourth floors will be connected to the new Brian Clausen Sweet Tower with walkways. Also, we'll have an elevator in the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower that will go all the way up to the sixth floor to the observation deck.
Well, this is going to be really cool.
It is going to be a wonderful new addition to Knoxville Raceway, a great new addition to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and a wonderful tribute to Brian Clausen, who pretty much dedicated his life to open wheel racing.
So who rents suites?
That's a good question. You know, there are a wide variety of people that rent suites. Casey's General Stores, Don Lamberti, and Bob Myers have had a suite here for many years. Echo Electric Company, Alan DeHay, and all of his construction guys at Echo Electric have had a suite here for many years. Don Long, Knoxville resident and a person who generates very, very much to the Hall of Fame and also other projects like the library. Very community active person, Don Long, has a suite here. There's a plethora of people. There's several race car drivers that have suites. Kerry Madsen has a suite here. Terry McCarl has a suite. The drivers use the suites as part of a tool to help them attract sponsors when they get sponsors that help them pay for their race cars and support their racing. They reward the sponsors as part of their sponsorship package with suite tickets to watch the races so they can watch the race car they're sponsoring here at Knoxville Raceway. We also have race fans that band together and find 20 people that are friends and go together and lease out a suite for a year. And we have several suites like that where there's one group that's a camping group, a bunch of people that camp together every weekend here in Knoxville, and they've gone together and they've had a suite here for, I think, 7 or 8 years now. So it's just a wide variety of people that go together. Donnie Schatz and his family have a suite here. They use it quite frequently, you know, even when they're not here, they use it for people that sponsor the race team. So there's a lot of different types of people that make up our suite holders.
Do you have potential tenants for all the new suites?
Yes, and actually we have more tenants than we have suites right now, so we're approaching it very slowly because we know that people that want to make large donations, that want to make $1 million or $500,000 donation, they also would like to have a suite. And so we have to make it clear that, you know, we do have to have the suite lease revenue in addition to the donation. The donation does not guarantee a suite, but we do like to have suites available for people that make those large donations. So we've been very slow to rent or lease the suites out for the 2018 season. Right now we have six suites that we've leased out, and we have six available, and we're hoping with those six available suites that we'll be able to attract some major donors to help us finish our construction work to complete that $1.75 million we still need.
So that's smart. You're just leveraging the suites to pay for the construction, and yeah, so that's a smart idea.
Exactly. We have people that are waiting for suites, and we've explained to everybody that the people who make the donations to the suites to help us get this building built will be the first people in line to get the suite for next year for the 2018 season. And everybody's on board with that. Everybody understands we have to get the building built before we even have the suites. So everybody's been very generous in working with us and understanding to know that we can't just lease all the suites out automatically, you know, but we're pretty confident that we'll have them all leased out before the first race here next year.
Well, and of course, any donations tax deductible.
Absolutely. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is a 501c3 nonprofit foundation, so any donations made for the Brian Clausen Sweet Tower to help us finish our construction work are totally tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. And I know a lot of people look at that towards the end of the year when they talk with their tax people and they find out, you know, they need to move some money around or do something. We just like to be at the forefront of race fans' minds to know that we definitely have a major need right now to get this building completed.
Now, I know it's tough to separate this from the revenue the track generates, but do you have any idea the total economic contribution that the Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum makes to the community?
You know, I do not. I know that there was an economic study, impact study done many years ago, I believe it was over 10 years ago, on the impact of sprint car racing and Knoxville Raceway, which, you know, also the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum contributes to the Knoxville Marion County community, but it's been done a very long time ago. I would like to see a more recent study, you know, in the coming years completed, where we could actually put a price tag on how much revenue Knoxville Raceway and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and the sprint car industry create for Marion County and Knoxville, the community of Knoxville.
It has to be millions of dollars.
It is definitely millions of dollars, but the question is, how many millions of dollars does the racing generate for the community? I think that city, county, and state government officials would be astounded if they knew the far-reaching effects that the sprint car activities here in Knoxville at the racetrack and at the Hall of Fame have on our community and the area around us, not just Marion County, but the surrounding counties fill up. Their motels are filled during the Knoxville Nationals, during the Knoxville Late Model Nationals, during other peak periods, you know, like our 360 Nationals this week. It's hard to find a hotel anywhere around, plus the Iowa State Fair is going on at the same time. So there's a huge impact for the racing, sprint car racing industry on our community.
Thanks to Bob Baker for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.